com to find out more.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're here in Detroit for the North American International Auto Show, the Press Days. My name is Bob Long, joined by Lauren Fix, the car coach, and she has brought along the team car coach, Shelby Fix. Hey there, Lauren. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to see you again, Bob.
Thank you, and great to see you as well. And my first time getting a chance to meet and say hello to Shelby. Shelby, I've heard a lot of things about you over the years. How you doing?
I'm good.
Excellent. How do you like being the teen car coach?
I like it. It's fun.
A lot of guys ask her questions.
Yeah.
Very good.
I learn a lot of things.
So, Shelby, tell us a little about texting and teens. I mean, this is definitely a problem for lots of teens and certainly affecting a lot of driving out there on the highways and byways of America.
Well, teen driving is actually one of the biggest issues that the teens have, like you just said. The new texting and driving systems in the cars is text-to-voice, so that's going to take a lot of eyes and keep them on the road, yeah.
But, I mean, when we talked about the Hyundai, the Velocity and the Roadster, the Veloster, which I...
It's Volster.
Veloster. And if we're fighting about this, the three of us, this tells me they need to rebrand the name.
Yeah.
But they'll find that out. But you can't say it. It's like Mercor. Remember the Mercor?
Oh, yes. No, Mercor XR4TI.
Right. And they told us to remember it by horse beer, Mercor.
Yeah.
So if you can't remember Veloster, this Velocity Roadster... They may have to change the name.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they'll call it some sort of three-letter acronym like everybody else. But they have the blue link, and that's what Shelby and I were trained on yesterday. It was actually quite interesting.
Yeah.
And I let her tell to me, because we as adults, not you and I, but mm-hmm. a lot of adults, especially my mother-in-law, it's confusing, it's intimidating.
It is, yeah.
I want it, but yep. And once the sales rep sells it to you, you bought it, but do you really use it?
I know, that's so true. I have some... aunts in their 80s that have a Lincoln MKS with the Ford Sync system, and they had it disconnected.
Well, the Sync is a great system.
Oh, I know, but it's confusing to a lot of older folks. It really is. And one of my aunts said, this woman kept talking to me. I couldn't take it anymore.
I still say, and I've been begging all the manufacturers to do this, you need a man. Because, see, guys apparently, I asked about this, there's been some studies that men respond better, especially in emergencies, to women's voices. But we don't. The funny thing is, I'd rather hear some sexy guy with a British accent, sounds like James Bond, saying, you look lovely today, darling. Where would you like to go? What is your destination? I think that would make my day.
Yeah, so it should be customizable to the vehicle, like they have all these systems now that you can... Ford's got that My Touch system, so
right.
We could have my voice system or
right,
something.
Well, I have John Cleese on my TomTom.
Oh, cool.
So I want to hear him telling me in with his British accent, because I'm a Monty Python fan. So, you know, it's kind of fun. But
Yeah. You
want to tell him about the Blue Link system that the Hyundai has?
Yeah, the Hyundai, it has the Blue Link system, and you press the button. It's like a little Blue Link button on your rearview mirror. So you press that, and it actually rings to a cloud-based technology?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it asks you if you want to go to a restaurant, what rates of the restaurant, navigation, gas prices, pretty much anything you want to know.
Even sports scores.
Right.
Really? Cool.
Yeah. So it actually rings like you're calling into an operator. It's a computer voice, but there's somebody
on the other
side.
Yeah.
They're just keying it in.
Yeah, they're just keying. So they hear what you're saying, and they type it in real fast. And then,
But the reason for that is they found that through the test, like with OnStar, where there's an actual human being saying, where do you want to go? And you're talking to a person.
Yeah.
You almost feel an obligation for that small talk.
Oh, okay.
Oh, how are you today? Oh, I'm fine. How are you? And you're thinking, okay. You know,
which keeps the
calls longer.
Anymore.
It's distracting. Yeah. Suddenly you're having a conversation, which is a distraction.
Yeah.
So the research that Hyundai found was that if they had a person behind it, and it was a computer voice, so...
The neat thing was you were talking about the different languages it would pick up.
Oh, yeah. It picks up slang, and it picks up accents. And
really?
If you, like, say, like, what's up,
Yeah.
It will respond to that.
Because, I mean, think about it. If you're in Texas, you're going to have a different accent than if you were in Boston.
That's right. In many other areas of the country, yeah.
The country, or if you're from another country,
yep,
and you speak English, but you still have an accent, like my grandmother did. So, and I always had to listen very carefully. So they're able to pick it up, and it actually types up the words. If you say LOL, it'll type that. But if you say laughing out loud, it won't put the abbreviation that the kids use LOL. It'll actually type it out.
Yeah. That's very cool.
That's for the texting.
For the texting
portion of it.
Right,
yeah.
That's true. And it does destination downloads. It's a shortcut. It's also got the emergency services.
Mm-hmm.
Like on. And
which is actually a real person. When you press the SOS button on your rearview mirror, it actually goes to a real person.
That makes sense.
And so they'll stay with you, which is nice. Because you kind of want, that's when you really kind of want someone with you.
Yeah.
I know we've looked at all these great cars, and you've probably discussed with everyone all the amazing vehicles on the floor. One of the things, I have to tell you this, I bet you don't know about this.
Okay.
The new Chevy Volt that just won the Car of the Year.
Yes.
I just found this out, and I actually had to find out if it was true, because it almost seemed ridiculous.
Okay.
But you remember, we just had that oil spill in the Gulf.
Yeah.
And they used all those plastic booms to keep the oil off the shore.
Okay.
Those plastic booms were purchased by a GM subsidiary and recycled and used in the Chevy Volt. So,
well, there you go.
So they reused the plastic and the oils that were in the plastic, because plastic is made of oil.
Of oil, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
They use the radiator supports, and I was talking to them about it, and they said, yep, that's absolutely the fact.
Wow.
Well, so that's really nice that GM, using our tax dollars, or one of their subsidiaries, was reusing something that we had already spent money on. And accidents happen, but I thought that was pretty cool stuff.
Definitely. So what's the coolest vehicle at the show, Shelby, for you?
Ooh, tough call. I like
the Audi.
The Audi, the A7
we
were looking at.
I like the A7 because it has a little touchpad, and you can write on it, so you don't...
Yeah.
The interface.
The A7 is a great-looking car.
I got to see that one up close,
it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I love the slantback. It almost looks like... That sportback almost looks like... There's not going to be any headroom, but if you have to sit in the back seat. I mean, I'm 5'8", and there's tons of room.
Wow.
So I was impressed with that. VW's got the Passato, the Mercedes C-Class. Ford's got a lot of great products.
Oh, I like the Ford.
The C-Max.
Yeah.
It's funny, because we were driving around Detroit, because I'm from here.
Right.
And we were with my uncle, and she spotted
car
in my old neighborhood where I used to live.
Yeah.
I looked at it, and that's not a Ford. And my mom said, yeah, it is. And I said, no, it's not. It doesn't look like one. And it's a Kuga. Which is a
C-Max.
Oh,
yes.
And it's dirty, so it looks like someone was actually driving it. So it has to be...
She caught a Brenda Pretty-mobile, you know, where she always takes a spy shot.
Yeah, exactly.
She found one sitting right there.
Because it didn't look like a Ford at all.
Oh, that's great.
It was a Kuga, so that's going to be the C-Max here. Really nice. And we also like the Focus ST. I thought...
Oh, yeah. The Focus.
We saw the launches.
Yeah.
I think Ford had the best presentation by a long shot.
Wow.
With the cars driving down the ramp. And I'm sure you can find it online.
Yep.
But I have to say, they did a good job. The big thing is, big news I would say is, 7,000 jobs in the next 2 years.
Which is a great story.
No other manufacturer is talking about hiring that many people.
Yeah.
And we need people getting back to work so they can buy more cars, because... Everybody's saying that the market's going to grow by 6%. I'm thinking that's great, but if you don't have a job, you're not buying a car.
No, that's right. So true. So where's the best place to find out things from the Teen Car Coach and the Car Coach?
Well, you can go to my new revamped website. I'm really excited about it.
Okay.
LaurenFix.com. It's LaurenFix.com. I have a blog as well. And if you sign up for my free newsletter, we give away a free book once a month. So hopefully you might be the person if you're listening. We also Twitter. So I Twittered from the show, things as they were happening. We were at some events that were private events that didn't, like the Mercedes C-Class is not here. We put up information on that as well. Right. So you can also join my Facebook, and I have a LinkedIn and a YouTube account. So I'm all over social media.
And I have a little button on her website
with
my picture. It says the Teen Car Coach, and it shows I did a college road trip with the Kia Sportage.
It was fun.
And we went from Poughkeepsie, where I go to college, and then we went up to Buffalo just to see, just feel it out. I write all articles for her. For the teen perspective,
But her perspective is so different from ours. I mean, we're looking at, like, performance, braking, handling, headspace.
Yeah.
And she's going, no.
Radio. Come on.
And music and interfaces.
Yeah.
Because we had her friends on there. It's really funny because when I looked at it, I laughed, and everybody loved it. The guys from Kia loved it. And now other manufacturers are contacting her. They want her to do the college road trip.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Lauren Fix and Shelby Fix, mother and daughter team. We're going to have more of our coverage of the Detroit Auto Show straight ahead as Auto World rolls on.
In a family, Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
You're listening to our special coverage of the big show in Detroit, the North American International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, 2011 edition, joined by a gentleman we've had with us many times before. He is Dr. Ulrich Eichhorn, who is Bentley's chief engineer. Happy New Year, Dr. Eichhorn.
Happy New Year to you, Bob, and to all the rest listeners.
Well, big, exciting news here. This is the North American debut of the Bentley Continental GT. It has been reworked, and let me tell you, the pictures I've seen, I haven't seen it in person yet. It's a real looker.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. With the new Continental GT, we obviously had the challenge to follow an ultra-successful car. The outgoing GT was the most successful Bentley ever in our 90-year history. We sold more than of any other Bentley model, and it's turned into a very iconic car. When you actually asked our customers what should we change on the car, they said, oh, don't change anything, just make it new. This is your 911, or this is for you what 911 is for the Porsche. Don't mess with it.
Right.
So what we did, in effect, is we sharpened everything, developed everything. So the car still has a resemblance to the outgoing car. However, everything is more crisp. It's a bit more wider, more muscular. Looks tauter, many people say. We also put a lot of the things that we learned on the first generation, over time, we put this onto this car in one go. Like, we have a flex fuel engine. Mm-hmm. This is the greenest Bentley ever. It runs on E85 ethanol.
Wow.
Always delivers the same power.
Yeah.
And it can run on any mix between petrol and ethanol. So if you have a petrol station near you that stocks ethanol, fine. If you don't, just top up wherever you go.
Yeah.
That's a sensor and an ultra-advanced system that always adjusts the power to be fully there, regardless of what fuel you drive, so you can be totally eco-friendly without any sacrifice in power. It's 575 horsepower, and it does a top speed of nearly 200 miles per hour, 198. We just keep it below the 200 because we're modest people. It has the quick shift gearbox.
Yes.
Shifts in about half the time as it did before.
Wow.
And even smoother than it was. We also did a lot on the refinement, because any Bentley is a mix of power, refinement, and craftsmanship. So we did a lot on the refinement. The car is a staggering 60% quieter.
No kidding.
When you're driving along, you hear nuances on our new super-duper name stereo system now that even I couldn't hear in my favorite tracks before, just because everything else is so quiet. You roll by a truck and you go, well, trucks are quiet today.
Wow. How did you manage to do that?
It's a few big headline things, like double insulated glass with a special layer that cuts the noise that comes through the glass, like a sealing system that we have developed from scratch, with 2-3 lips in some places. And then it's a lot of individual things, little baffles in cavities so that the noise doesn't travel through the longitudinal members. We have underfloor aerodynamic and acoustic sheets that cover the whole of the body, underfloor of the car, leading to a rear diffuser for better aerodynamics. And this is the joy of developing a car like this. You can look at all the individual little things. It's like one of the expensive watches that many of our customers wear. You look at all the minute details and try to get them all right, and then it all gels. When you do get it right, it all gels together into something that just works beautifully in all aspects.
The new bold, more muscular styling, does it translate into better coefficient of drag as well?
Yes, we have a slight drag reduction by about 3.5%. And that is even though the car is somewhat bigger. So we're quite proud of that. We also have installed much bigger wheels. We're on 20 and 21-inch wheels
now.
Wow,
that's great.
The 20s used to be the high-end sporty option. That's the base now. But we have an optional 21-inch wheel, which just makes the car look even more compact and even more powerful. And, of course, as always, the wheels and the tires are all new developed. We have a carbon brake system, which is the biggest brake discs in the world. We also have a standard brake system with iron brakes that is the second biggest brake system in the world. But overall, all these things come together to give a drive experience that you have the refinement and the craftsmanship of a luxury sedan, a luxury saloon, a top-end luxury saloon, but at the same time, the power and the handling and the sportiness that you would normally only get in a super sports car, and all that in one car. Added to it is the everyday quality and the everyday usability. So that car can be driven every day.
With its all-wheel drive, it makes it possible to drive in all different types of weather, in spite of the fact that it's packing a serious punch.
I just drove one of them from our place in Crewe up to the north of Scotland, which is about 500 miles, in the snow and fog. We drove that in a day. We arrived very relaxed.
Wow.
And we saw some stranded SUVs, but on winter tires and with our four-wheel drive system, not a problem at all. No sweat.
That's fantastic. So, Dr. Icahn, this new Bentley Continental GT delivers I understand, more power as well as better fuel economy.
That's absolutely right. It's part of our environmental commitment that we are going, that we are on a good path to deliver from the levels that we started till 2012. We will cut our fleet emissions by 15%, 1.5. We will also introduce flex fuel capability across the board by 2012, and where 90% of our cars will be flex fuel this year. And we will introduce a new powertrain, that's about this time next year, which will reduce CO2 emissions by 40% versus the previous one. And that will be a 4-liter V8 twin-turbo engine. That's all we'd like to say about it, but you can expect Bentley levels of power and refinement and torque delivery in that. So it will be a really good Bentley, adding to the appeal of the Continental range.
Wow, that sounds magnificent. Is the Bentley Continental GT, the all-new variant, is it on sale yet?
It is coming on sale here now.
Excellent. Well, this is very exciting. Can't wait to get out on the floor and check it out in person. All kinds of exciting news from the folks at Bentley. And Dr. Icahn, thank you so much for your time here today.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Yes, very beautiful car, to say the least. Did get a chance to sit in it. It's the all-new Bentley Continental GT, the second go-around at the Continental GT, and just a gorgeous-looking vehicle. Of course, has a gorgeous price tag, too. Put it on your lottery list, but hopefully maybe one of these days I might get the opportunity to take one for a quick spin. We're going to have more of our coverage of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit upcoming here on Auto World. And by the way, anytime if you'd like to shoot me an email, I'll give you two email addresses. The easiest one is bob@autoworldradio.com, or another quite easy one, my name, it's bob@boblongradio.com. At the show, they named the North American International Car and Truck of the Year. The car was the Chevrolet Volt. The truck was the Ford Explorer. What do you think about that? If anybody out there has an opinion about those choices, I'd love to hear from you. Matt is at Master Control at the network at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'd have to say that that Bentley Continental GT was one of my favorite vehicles at the show. I also like Shelby Fix, like that Audi A7. I love the Dodge Challenger SRT8 392 and a slew of other ones. When we come back on the other side, we'll hear more interviews, and I'll tell you about more of my favorite choices for best cars at the show. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene. need to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to our special coverage of the Detroit Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long. Always a pleasure to share the microphone with this gentleman because he is the chief motorer. That's right. He is the man behind the mini brand here in North America, Jim McDowell. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
This is, of course, a very important venue for automakers, and I understand here in Detroit, you guys took the wraps off a concept vehicle, very cool. I believe it's a coupe concept.
That's correct. It's the Paceman concept.
Okay.
And it's built on the same technical basis as our Countryman. We're just launching the Countryman right now. There's a tremendous amount of excitement about the Countryman. But this is a two-door coupe. Really a masculine, meaty-looking vehicle, very sleek. So it's a great addition that will be added to the Mini line, and it was confirmed today that a coupe like this will go into production.
That's cool. I noticed in seeing some of the early renderings that were out there on the Internet, like you say, this is very masculine, kind of bold, and kind of, you know, adds a little bit of muscle to the Mini lineup there stylistically.
Without a doubt, I think a lot of people will say it's the most beautiful Mini yet. And one thing that is just great about it, since we're here in Detroit, it also will have optional all-four. So it'll be Mini's second all-wheel drive vehicle.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit more about that, because many of our listeners may not be up to speed with the fact that now you've got two vehicles with four-wheel drive, with all-wheel drive. And tell us a little bit about the system. How is it set up? Tell us a little bit more.
Well, it's an intelligent all-wheel drive system. It's always on,
mm-hmm.
and it wants to be performing as though it's a front-wheel drive car, but when it detects any slip, then it becomes putting more and more of the torque to the rear to make certain that you always have the best grip possible.
That's fantastic. And the Countryman, I understand, has rolled out extremely well. Bring us up to speed on that, Jim.
Well, we've only been selling it for a few days. Its official on sale date is the 12th. So from that perspective, we just have tremendous excitement at our dealerships. All of our dealers have had really exciting, we call them boot gating events, where we can demonstrate what cool stuff you can do from the back of a Countryman. And they're just really fun to drive. So customers are just waiting till they come in. Quite a few are already building their own on our website, miniusa.com. But it is a great addition to the lineup. And I think a lot of people said, a bigger Mini, what's that going to be like?
Yeah.
But it's not scary big. It still is a very compact vehicle, just one size bigger than the Minis that we've had before.
Excellent. Give us a little idea of one size bigger dimensionally. How does it measure up to a regular Mini?
Okay. The vehicle that it's closest to is the Clubman.
Sure.
It's 6 inches longer than a Clubman.
Okay.
It's 4 inches wider than a Clubman and 5 inches taller.
So really not significantly huge by any stretch of the imagination. This is still a compact vehicle.
We've gone from astonishingly small to small.
And I would imagine I haven't had the chance to drive the Countryman, but I'm sure the Mini driving dynamics are probably very much still in place there as well.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the big surprise to people and the big convincing argument. People have thought, well, how big is this going to be? I don't think there should be a big Mini. And this is not a big Mini, and it still has that go-kart driving feel. So from that perspective, if you love the Mini hardtop and you have some kind of standard SUV in your garage, you will rush out and replace that SUV with the Countryman because it has a lot of the utility that you have in that standard SUV, but so much more driving fun.
Wow, that's fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about the ever-expanding Mini lineup. How many models do you have right now? This is an all-time record here in North America.
Well, currently we have 4 models in the market, but we've also announced that 3 additional models are coming. So with this Paceman concept, when it comes into production, it will be our 7th model. And that's one of the things that really excites me. Is Mini isn't a brand that has one cool car that we've just kind of left on the shelf for 7 years. We're constantly adding to what's available in the range. And even the Mini hardtop is significantly enhanced for 2011. Our original car, we keep improving.
Tell us about some of the enhancements for 2011. What kind of stuff have you done, Jim?
Yeah, well, we've gone through and listened to our customers in terms of how you could make a great car even that much better. So, for example, we redesigned the inside stack of controls to make them more intuitive for people to be able to use. We have significantly upgraded the Cooper S engine. It is far more responsive than in the past, even more of a hoot to drive. In terms of the interior of the car that we have gone through, and we've come up with some new interior choices that are really great. In terms of both the front and the back of the car, we have made slight cosmetic changes, but we have things like LED technology in our taillights. So when you just go from front to the very back, you'll constantly see, oh, that's something that they've changed for 2011. And it's just making it that much more meet the expectations of the Mini owner.
The Mini owner is very unique in the automotive marketplace. I mean, you guys really set the trend in a number of different ways. Number one, you kind of woke up the other automakers to the fact that Americans will, in fact, buy smaller vehicles as long as they've got great performance as well as a lot of available equipment. Luxury features that normally weren't part of the option list of a smaller car in the past. You guys were the first ones to really bring the small car into America here as a more luxury contented vehicle, and it is done so well for you, and a bunch of automakers are copying you, as you know.
Well, thank you for saying that. I think what we demonstrated is you don't have to live the life of a monk to drive a small car. And some of the new stuff that we're coming up with, like Mini Connected, that's one of the things that I am most excited about. It's available on all Minis now. You bring your iPhone into the car,
okay,
and then it connects directly to the electronic system of the car. The display in front of you is not some foreign automotive display. It looks like your iPhone. So the iPhone operates when connected to the car exactly the same way that you're used to it operating as an iPhone. So you're not learning some new interface.
Oh, isn't that something? And it's that simple. Just if you have an Apple iPhone, you just hook it in and it does all those.
You have all the access to your applications. You can tweet. You can internet radio. Say your favorite radio station is one that's over in London.
Sure.
Well, that can be the station that you're listening to all the time.
Oh, that is fantastic. And that's all new for 2011 as well?
Right.
Excellent. So let's talk one more time about the Countryman. Are you finding that you're getting some new conquest buyers into the brand with that vehicle, or are they many loyalists, or you're getting some new folks?
We only have a few hundred purchasers so far. The car is so new. But without a doubt, the early purchasers are many customers that want to fill the other slot in their garage. But we know that it has tremendous appeal to people that took a test drive in a Mini, loved the experience, couldn't quite get their mind around a car that small. And now there's a Mini that has four doors. It's 13 feet long, not 12 feet long, that it has optional four-wheel drive, and it has four really high-quality seats. Every seat in the car is the same quality as the driver's seat. And what's really cool with the Countryman is the back seats have their own track, so they go forwards and backwards. So you can decide how much space in the car you want to give to the rear seat passengers, how much space you want to have for the cargo. And that means that you can have four people in tremendous comfort in a Countryman driving cross-country. In fact, it has more rear seat legroom than vehicles that are more than 2 feet longer.
No
so
kidding.
From that perspective, it really is a great package.
It certainly is, and always a pleasure to share the microphone with that gentleman, Jim McDowell, the head of Mini here in the U.S. They continue to expand the brand. We'll take a pit stop and then more of our coverage of Detroit straight ahead. Today on The Long Drive, the first Chrysler vehicle named Mopar. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services. ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you are saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
The Long Drive.
It's under $40,000 and they're only building 500. It's the first ever Mopar 10 Challenger. Jim Sarasosi is Director of Sales and Marketing for Mopar.
You talk about mean, serious business. We wanted to really make it look like a mean vehicle. So what we did is we really wanted to go with a stealth, a very sinister look. We took a black Dodge Challenger RT, all the accents that we went with a black chrome. So what is normally today a chrome grill surround, it's now a black chrome. The wheels, instead of being the shiny chrome.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long, and right now we are joined by the person who is running Fiat for all of North America. That's right. She is Laura Suave, Fiat's head of operations. Laura, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
I am great. You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
So this is an exciting project. I understand you're a native of Detroit, so it must be great to be here in your home city or your home state and be here at the auto show and really launching the Fiat brand.
Yes, I'm so happy to be back home. I just moved back last year when I got the opportunity to head up the Fiat brand here for North America. So I'm back home where I belong and working on a brand that I'm ecstatic about and has been part of my history and family for my entire life.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the Fiat 500. I had an opportunity yesterday to do a quick walkthrough, and as I said to Ralph Giles a little bit earlier, you guys have done just a wonderful job with your display. Number one, just the acreage that it covers. Number two, also with the Fiat, you've got so many, you know, customization and accessories out there already ready to go.
Yep, we are very excited about that plan because, again, the Fiat 500 is all about personalization and making the vehicle very uniquely you. We actually, from a lineup perspective, just from an interior-exterior color, we have 14 interiors and exteriors. So the combination, we have over 500,000 ways that you can build this car.
Wow.
Which is way bigger and way more than some of our other products, and the dealers are a little concerned with it, to be honest. But again, it gets back to giving consumers really what they want.
Yes. And they're certainly going to get a really exciting vehicle with the Fiat 500. For some of our listeners who may not be familiar with the car, this is a car with a long history and certainly extraordinarily popular in Europe.
It is. It's definitely, and you know, we say we're launching a new car. We're launching a new car here in the U.S. However, this isn't a new car. The vehicle actually launched in 2007 in Italy and has quickly become a huge icon throughout all of Europe. It won World Design Car of the Year when it launched, the World Car of the Year. So it's a proven product. So again, we just need to introduce it to the North American buyer, but it's something that has been a huge icon throughout all of Europe.
Tell us a little bit about the engine and transmission offerings in the new 500 here in North America. What are we going to see?
Okay, well, again, speaking of award-winning, we have the 1.4-liter multi-air engine in this vehicle, and that is an award-winning engine throughout Europe. We have paired that with two transmissions. We have the 5-speed manual transmission, which is the standard transmission in two of our product lineups and two of our models. And then we also have an amazing 6-speed automatic transmission that is unique to the U.S. market. And I keep saying U.S., North American market. So we are selling the automatic in Canada and Mexico also. But that's something that, again, adapting the product to the U.S. consumer's needs was important to us. And in Europe, automatic transmissions don't exist.
Exactly.
And so we needed to make sure, in order for this product to be successful, that we had a great automatic transmission.
Tell us about the lineup. You said there are going to be three distinct models. What are those three models, Amy?
Yep, we have three fun models, Pop, Sport, and Lounge.
Great names.
Well, I can't take credit for them. What we did was we did take and adapted the Italian names as we brought them over here to North America. But the Pop is, and I hate to use the word entry-level because it's anything but an entry-level vehicle. It is highly contented with standard equipment, power windows, doors, locks, air conditioning. Again, all of the colors, interior and exterior, are available even at that entry-level vehicle. And that vehicle starts at $15,500.
Wow, good deal.
Great price, again, with all of that content. 7 standard airbags, which is very important in this segment, is the safety message. Then what we have is, and we don't call them best, you know, good, better, best. It's more of a lifestyle choice at that point. Do you want a Sport, which looks very aggressive, different front and rear fascias, 16-inch wheels, red brake calipers?
Oh, cool.
You're getting the image, I think, in your head.
A
little bit sportier, more aggressive vehicle. Or then we have the Lounge model, and that's the one that's got your chrome, leather seats, automatic transmission standard, full of amenities. That's a little bit more of an upscale buyer that's looking for everything and all the comforts.
Excellent. And I would imagine this vehicle is going to be very, very fuel efficient.
Yes, our fuel efficiency is going to, we have not certified our EPA yet, but we are going to be highly competitive.
Let's talk a little bit about how these vehicles are going to be distributed. I understand it's going to be distributed just through a select number of dealers at first. Tell us a little bit about the selection process and the number of dealers.
Okay. We had a lot of fun doing that, actually. We had a proposal process. So all of our current Chrysler dealers were eligible to submit a proposal, although we did give them the market opportunities because we wanted to make sure that we are in the places where the consumers are more open and small car segment is growing. So they had the opportunity to submit proposals, even though we did have specific criteria that were required. And the biggest criteria was a separate showroom. We really believe that this experience needs to be unique and separate as a European model than some of our other domestic products. So they submitted their proposals, and we actually received over 300 proposals. And,
wow.
We sat in a room for 8 hours a day for several weeks going through each and every one of the proposals.
Sure.
And what we did was we pared it down to 130. So we've selected 130 dealers that are getting ready right now feverishly to prepare their Fiat studios for the entry of the vehicle.
Interesting. You're calling them Fiat studios. Tell us about that.
Well, we call it the studio because, again, it's more of an experience in how do you build the car. Because of such the personalization story and all of the different interiors and exteriors, we want them to be participating in it, not taking out of stock. So it's definitely a much more experiential process when you walk in, and we have what we call as our design center, where people will actually get to see real paint chips, real pieces of leather and fabrics. Some of the cars we even have on the stand today, when you look at the brochure, the color just doesn't do it justice.
Mm-hmm.
You need to see it in, you know, you need a tactile piece that you can actually touch and feel. And so that was the experience that we really wanted to create in these studios.
Let's talk a little bit about the Italian factor. You're an Italian-American. This is a legendary name, Fiat, and certainly, you know, we all aspire to the Italian exotic cars. I mean, I don't know, there aren't too many folks that, you know, don't love all things Ferrari, Lamborghini, Maserati. There's just something very unique about an Italian car. What is that uniqueness, Laura?
I think at the heart of it all is passion. There's something about Italian culture that's very passionate, and it's shown in the automobiles that we make. And the design and the style comes through in every touch point in the vehicle, whether it's the inside or the outside. And up until today in North America, you couldn't get an Italian product unless you did buy a Ferrari and Maserati. And as my cousins, I love them, but they're a little bit out of range for most Americans.
Right.
So we're now able to bring all of that great Italian design and style and passion at a much more affordable, attainable price.
Wow. I understand you actually clinicked the car and you didn't tell folks originally it was Italian, and then when you did tell them it was Italian, what was the reaction?
So the car itself unbadged, you know, it gets a great emotional reaction, which is fantastic. That's what you want out of a car.
Yeah.
Cars get us from point A to point B, but the great cars, the iconic cars,
exactly,
stir something inside of us. So this vehicle immediately got great positive reactions. And then we told them to put a price on it. And they put it at a very nice value, which is more than what actually we're selling it for. And then we told them it was Italian, and suddenly the value went up. So it's similar to one of these things that, you know, American consumers love Italian products, whether it's food, art, clothing,
yes,
handbags. There is this level of, you know, of exotic, as you mentioned earlier, with Italian products. So now we can give it to them at a really affordable price.
Excellent. When will we first see the 500s rolling into dealerships around North America?
Next month, actually, we will start.
You're kidding,
we will start
soon.
Delivery next month.
Wow.
Correct. We are in the build process right now.
That's fantastic, and I would imagine you probably have a number of not only dealers hankering for them, but also I'm sure you've got some initial hand raisers as well.
We do. We actually pre-sold 500 limited edition vehicles, which we call the Prima Edizione. And we pre-sold those at an event to commemorate our Fiat fans. So we've had Fiat fans here in North America for 27 years. Even though we haven't been selling
sure.
the product, they've been passionate fans keeping the brand alive. So we created a special model and sold it to them first and then released the rest of them online. And we sold out in less than 2 hours. So those will be the first ones that we deliver. And then, yes, we will continue to roll out through the rest of the dealer.
So how does it feel to have Fiat back in North America?
I'm thrilled. It's about time.
Very good. Well, Laura, it's a pleasure to meet you, and we wish you the best of success with all things Fiat and look forward to getting you back here on the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Laura Suave, who's the new head of Fiat, the CEO of Fiat here in North America, the Fiat 500. Got a chance to sit in it. Very unique vehicle, mini-esque in size, very customizable, as Laura said. I imagine it's going to be quite a hit here in the U.S., certainly for those folks who like small cars and for those folks who are looking for something with a little bit of Italian style and great gas mileage. Without question, it's something you got to check out in person. Well, that's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Logg, and I want to thank you very much for joining me.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.